ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Jai Richardson from the Australian cricket team with me on Grandstand across the country on ABC Sport. Jai, appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
We're standing here what should be the morning of day three, and there's obviously no cricket being played. How did we get to this point? Why was it over so soon?
Oh, look, I think the wicket, obviously had a bit in it, but I think what England showed us yesterday morning is that they put us under pressure. They played in a way that made us change what we were thinking, and it's always difficult. You know, it's easy to say, oh, just hit the top of off, but when someone takes you off top of off and hits you down the ground or hits you in a bizarre area, it's always difficult to come back from that. They put us under pressure and they batted really well. So it would have been interesting. I think the wicket was probably playing a little bit better. If we had got a few more runs on the board, it might have been different and we might have gone into day three. But look, I think the nature of test match cricket is that it's high quality bowling and both teams bowled really, really well. And the batters, got undone by it, which is just the way that it goes sometimes. But yeah, I mean, we're out here at the back of the MCG in the fan zone and the fans have turned out and it's a nice little vibe this morning. So,
is pitch too extreme for test cricket?
Oh, I don't think so. It was obviously bowler friendly, but we saw a few guys that had a method and found ways to get through it. I think the bowling was just really good.
Your own return, so obviously great to see you back firstly. How did you feel you went this week?
I probably struggled a little bit in the first innings, and I think it was evident from my ball speed. Was down a little bit bowling into the breeze, just struggled to sort of get into that flow. But I felt really good yesterday, coming with the breeze, change of ends, just something a little bit different. And I think, ball speed was up a little bit again yesterday, which was really nice. I think it's just positive to get that spell, albeit, only five overs yesterday. It was positive to get that in, knowing that I've still got it and knowing what it feels like to actually have a bit of rhythm and get a good spell of bowling in, I think is going to be good heading into Sydney if required.
It's interesting that you hit on that. The ball speed, it was obviously commented on our coverage, yeah. And working with Stuart Clark and Jason Gillespie, two former fast bowlers, they didn't seem too bothered by that. They felt like, you're returning from injury, that you'll eventually get there and you'll ramp it up, and it's a confidence thing. Are you confident that you can still sort of bowl mid-140s once you're up and going?
Yeah, 100%. I think yesterday, if you dive into the minute details of bowling yesterday and the day before, for example, even just having issues at the crease with, variations of where my foot was landing, you can tell that that's when you're not in great rhythm, when you're bowling no balls, and then your next ball, your toes are barely touching the line. So I think when there's that big of a differential with where you're bowling, you're obviously not consistent. So yeah, probably just struggled a little bit, and I'll be open in saying that. Didn't quite feel 100% early on, but again, like I said, I felt much better yesterday in my second spell, so it's nice to just get that good spell of bowling under the belt.
Fast bowling's brutal as a discipline. I mean, you put so much torque through your back and obviously your arm and your shoulder. Coming back from a shoulder injury and shoulder surgery as you had, do you feel it? Is it something that feels stiff when you're going through your rhythm?
Not as much, to be honest. The shoulder's actually, we've put so much work into it over the last 10 months. Really confident in the shoulder. I think it's just purely just getting match exposure. Dealing with different conditions, different wind conditions, different pitch conditions, what it feels like at the crease, what ball you've got in your hand. There's so many variables when it comes to cricket. It's always hard to get everything aligned. I'm sure most fast bowlers will say that there's always something that feels a bit different. You're always adapting to something. But rhythm, we always speak about the rhythm is the key to fast bowling and trying to find that. I'm 100% confident that'll come.
Were you confident that you had the work into you leading into this? I mean, Cricket Australia were very careful in their lead up. You came through some Cricket Australia controlled games as opposed to playing first class cricket, held back at certain times. And I know how much you love your cricket. You would have been busting to get out there, I'm sure. Did you feel confident that no matter how many overs you needed to bowl, you had it in you?
Yeah, we had a lot of overs. And that was part of the point. There was obviously questions around not playing the Big Bash and going to Adelaide with the squad to bowl. But bowled 20 plus overs that week just to make sure that we were ready to go. It was sort of the last tick off before you know, coming here, I guess, and being confident that I was ready to go. I probably wouldn't have got that if I played Big Bash. It's difficult to get overs in and around playing T20 cricket. So to have that week was a nice little icing on the cake to be sure that we've had the overs in. And it's been a long time since I've bowled, you know, 50, 60 plus overs in a few weeks. So yeah, it was nice to get that under the belt. And it just, you know, it just has that last little bit and you go, you know what, I've done the work here. I know I'm confident.
There's a few extra days off between obviously the end of this test now and the start of the test in Sydney. Any chance you'll sneak back and get a BBL game in between?
That conversation hasn't happened yet. We'll see how we go. I'm sure it'll happen, but yeah, I don't know yet.
I think you're just about the only professional cricketer that still runs around and plays backyard cricket. You love your cricket just about as much as anyone.
I do. It's nice though. My brother and I, we're so competitive, and I'm lucky enough to live on a bit of property, so we've got a pretty nice backyard pitch. But it's nice to just have, when you play as a professional cricketer, everything's so serious. You know, you're taking things so serious. You train so hard. It's always nice just to remember what it's like to have fun playing cricket. We know that that's so important out here, but it's just a different. It's different, especially, you know, the brotherly love or the brotherly, you know. Oh. Competitiveness that we've got. Yeah, it's nice just to strip away the seriousness of playing cricket and just have some fun in the backyard.
What was the mood in the dressing room last night? Obviously, it didn't end the way that you wanted it to. The team's still 3-1 up in the series. What was the debrief?
Look, we didn't speak much, to be honest. I think everything was presented in front of us in the wicket. We know that we just got outplayed in the end. And we know that there's still an opportunity to bounce back in Sydney. I think the beauty of being 3-0 up is you earn the freedom to go about playing cricket and enjoying it. And, you know, unfortunately, we got undone. But we know that everyone's putting in 100% and we know that we can bounce back for Sydney. So that'll be the goal. We know that there's still a lot to play for with Test Championship points and things like that. And 4-1 sounds a hell of a lot better than 3-2. So we'll be doing everything we can.
Have a good New Year, Jai. We'll see you in Sydney.
Appreciate it. Thank you.